SpaceX launches Transporter 17 amid concerns about the future. SpaceX launched the latest of its Transporter series of rideshare missions on July the 7th as an industry concerns increase about the program's future. A Falcon 9 lifted off from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California on the Transporter 17 mission to Sun synchronous orbit. The mission carried 81 payloads according to SpaceX, including Marmotsat, a 3U CubeSat designed and built by the students at the University of Victoria in Canada, Mariner, a CubeSat built by the Technical University of Kostsi, Slovakia, and Hades E2, a 1.5P pocket cube from AMSAT EA, Kostska, a 1U cube satellite from Brno University of Technology in Czechoslovakia, and Maverick, 3U CubeSat from the University of Southern California. Marmotsat carries a VHF digipeater uplink and downlink on 145.875 MHz, a CW telemetry beacon on both 145.875 MHz and 29.410 MHz, and a DVB S2 digital video beacon and a linear frequency modulation sound downlink, both on 29.410 MHz in the 10-meter amateur satellite allocation. A separate telemetry tracking and command subsystem operates on 436.125 MHz. Mariner serves as an experimental communication platform providing global ham operators with the active digital transponder and earth image capabilities. The transponder supports a GFSK AX25 G3RUH 9600 board communications. It also transmits earth observation images utilizing the robust SSDV, which is a slow scan digital video protocol. It has a VHF downlink on 145.925 MHz for digital transponder and telemetry, as well as UHF downlink on 436.680 MHz for SSDV transmissions, the CW beacon and SatNOGS integration. Hades 2, also known as Uni-1B, was built in cooperation with the Universidad de Nebrija, and it carries an SDR-based FM and FSK repeater. It also broadcasts a Code 2 digital voice message and includes an educational guessing game where clues are hidden weekly in its telemetry. Frequency coordination is in progress, but AMSAT EA has proposed a 145.925 MHz uplink for modes FM voice, no subtone, and FSK 200 bps, AFSK AX25 200 bps and 2400 bps, and the downlink frequency for voice mode, that's FM, CW and FSK, is 436.888 MHz. Maverick carries special imaging experiments and has a 9K6 UHF downlink using Golay framing with GMSK on 437.575 MHz. Like other transporter missions, this launch carried a mix of new and returning customers, including those building out of or refreshing constellations. IceKey had 4 radar imaging satellites on the mission, while Spire had 10 of its Lima satellites on the launch. Axel Space, a Japanese Earth observation company, flew 7 of its GRUS-3 medium resolution imaging spacecraft on the mission. These and other companies have relied heavily on SpaceX rideshare missions for low-cost access to space on a regular schedule. However, there are growing concerns within the industry that SpaceX is winding down its program, at least using the workhorse Falcon 9 rocket. In recent weeks, several partners and customers of those rideshare missions said SpaceX is not accepting transporter reservations beyond late 2028 or early 2029. They added the missions on the manifest until then are nearly full. That has led to companies like ExoLaunch and SEOPS, which have arranged launches on transporter missions to buy their own Falcon 9 rideshare launches. SpaceX has not commented on those claims and its website for the Transporter 17 launch did not discuss any changes to the rideshare program. However, anxiety extends to the availability of the Falcon 9 itself. SpaceX officials said last year they were near the peak of Falcon 9 launch activity and expected the number of launches to start to decline as the company ramps up Starship, its fully reusable heavy lift vehicle. Now to some passes for today, Sunday the 19th of July in all times in Central African time. The International Space Station, 1925 to 1935. ESO 50 or Saudi Sat 1C, 1836 to 1849. And finally, Chapisa Sat, 1434 to 1446. This is ZS5FR for AMSAT SA.